Tonight on the Goblin's Corner,
ghosts in haunted locations.
That's how we roll.
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 Welcome to the Goblin's Corner. My name is Eric.
And I'm Matt.
And tonight?
Tonight we're doing ghosts and haunted locations.
Ooh, some spookiness.
Spookity-poo.
Yeah. Happy Day of the Dead, everyone.
Indeed.
This is coming out on Day of the Dead, so we figured why not do an episode on ghosts, haunted locations, lots of spiritual activity and such.
Yeah. Wrapping up our spooky season.
Yeah, our Halloween series that we've done, because we've done, what, Lycanthropes, we did Elder Evils, and something else.
One before. There was one before Lycanthropes.
I'm sure it was. Yes. Oh, Custom Monsters.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
Sure.
So we're going to do ghosts, haunted locations, how to build some, how to storytell for them. But before we get to that,
you've got a question of the week.
Every time.
And it ties into that whole setup there.
I'm thoroughly shocked.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So what seems to be the question of the week this time, Matt?
Okay. Well, to start off with, there are plenty of standard haunted locations, old houses,
jails,
castles,
the abandoned, psychiatric warehouse and such.
Oh yeah. Hospitals. Okay. What non-standard location would you want to set a haunted one shot in?
So define non-standard.
Like not one of the ones we just mentioned.
Oh, so anything but that. So like a Walmart would be definitely a non-standard haunted location.
Right. I mean, it is a place filled with
the damned anyway. Yeah, that's true. Just like the DMV, really.
Sure. Sure.
But those are easy go-tos. So I will say a theme park, because it's got a real fun element. Some might consider this a classic, though.
Yes and no.
Because like the haunted carnival is kind of a trope.
Like the dark carnival absolutely is. But the theme park, basically the only two examples I can really...
Like a Six Flags of the Damned or something like that? That would be really cool.
Right. The only two examples of that I can really pull down is like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
And the end of Zombieland.
Also true. Yeah. But that was with zombies, not spirits. So.
Right. So
I'll say like a theme park of some sort.
Okay. That could be a lot of fun. There's a lot that you can play with
there. Yeah, I mean, anything from, just the strange rides that maybe Poltergeist Activity might jettison you out of to, them changing the prices on the merchandise. I don't know. It's like, it could be something fun that would be a really interesting. Plus, there's like all this environment work you could play if you're playing some kind of game. I'm thinking, just some kind of horror, straight up horror game. The rides could turn against you very much. Maximum Overdrive or what is it? The City of Lost Toys. That was a cartoon. I don't know. Anyhow, the point is that I think that'd be rocking.
I can see that. Yeah. That could be a lot of fun.
So what would you consider yours?
I have a couple of different ideas. One for maximum creep factor.
Okay.
Could be an elementary school.
Ooh, yeah. That's already... schools in general are creepy anyway at night. If you've ever been, especially like the older schools, the one where everything's kind of painted that slime.
Institutional green.
Yeah. Keep everybody happy.
Yeah. So the thing is a young girl's voice at a certain pitch and speed is one of the creepiest things that exists.
I can agree with that.
So that's one of them. But there's a lot of atmospheric creep there, right? But, I mean, short of just playing on haunted kids, on haunted kids, on haunted kids, I don't know.
So what's your other one?
I actually was thinking one of the old Ivy League colleges, right? Like a Harvard or a Yale or something like that, because they've been around long enough that a lot of grimy stuff has happened there.
A lot of student deaths at Ivy League colleges as well, too. So, I mean, good grounds for murder, mystery, spookiness. Yeah, some Scooby-Doo action going on.
So yeah, I think that, and especially if it were already abandoned or closed down mm-hmm. for whatever reason.
I think it's even more fun if there was people still there. Like an active college that just has poltergeist activity or some kind of, I'm honestly like the beginning of Ghostbusters, really.
Sure.
Are you a Ghostbuster? Or perhaps you're a college student. Write to us, info@goblinscorner.com, or you can reach me, eric@goblinscorner.com, or
me, matt@goblinscorner.com.
And of course, you can find us on all the things, such as Instagram, yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, Twitter.
Yeah, I post occasionally when I'm not editing. Matt posts all the time, guys.
I try. Yeah. I try and keep up.
If you speak to somebody on Twitter, it's either Matt or myself, but mostly Matt at this point because I'm tired.
It's true.
I'm so tired. I either need amphetamines or a pillow. I need to go one direction or the other.
Well, one of us is capable of editing and one of us is more social.
Fair enough. So let's talk about ghosts and haunted locations.
Indeed.
Obviously, the first topic of discussion is ghosts.
Yeah.
And this has been in many role-playing games. In fact, some games are based off of being a ghost. Wraith the Oblivion, for example.
Sure. Ghostwalking 3.5.
Sure. Yeah. Ghostwalk didn't get a lot of love in D&D, man. That was a fun, interesting campaign.
Yeah.
You start off as a ghost, man. I'm a ghost. I'm dead. I get all these levels and I come back alive if I want.
Indeed.
That's an epic level ghost. Come back alive and you lose all your abilities. You start over as a first level character and you're like, oh, shit.
Oopsie.
Let me get this straight. I could possess objects. I had this godlike ability and I come back and I'm the same old asshole I was before. Oh, well. So, first off, we got to talk about what are ghosts?
At the very furthest, most basic end of the spectrum.
And we're not talking about any particular system here. We're just talking about just ghosts in general.
Right. They are the unquiet spirits of the deceased.
Mm-hmm.
Full stop. Yep. Right? That's the ghost.
Spirits that are not quiet. Sometimes literally.
Right.
And they are often, in many cases, incorporeal
mm-hmm.
or ethereal, or they're not physically able to be touched. Translucent spirits of, you know, past lives.
Sure.
Now, sometimes there are also other things, but predominantly it's usually the dead. And we'll get to the other type of ghost, which is the psychic resonance style as well.
Sure.
It should be noted that just because they're incorporeal doesn't mean that they can't affect reality.
Right. I mean, one of the classic ghost types, the poltergeist, is well known for just slinging crap around.
Yeah, just throwing coffee mugs and turning on blenders.
Yep.
It's bad. Bad time.
Chuck a knife occasionally.
Messing around with your television set. Your daughter's just sitting there staring at the static. They're here.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I know, man.
That's
what you get when you move the tombstones, but not the bodies, guys. No one remembers that movie.
Oh, sure.
Someone better remember that movie. It's
Mosey remembers.
That's a good point. Mosey remembers. Thank you, Mosey, for remembering.
We appreciate you. All right. They often have some effect on the material plane, like ectoplasm or temperature changes in a room.
Yeah, a little audio-visual action going on sometimes, maybe lights and colors or flashes of something.
You can go super classic with the clanking of chains.
Absolutely. 900-pound squirrel just banging on your roof sometimes.
I think that's LSD. I don't think that's
maybe
ghosts.
Maybe so. Doors opening and shutting.
Yeah.
I lived in a haunted house once.
I know. By the train tracks.
Yeah. It sucked. It was not a lot of fun. One of the things about ghosts, this particular type of ghost, is it's often dealt with in terms of unfinished business. So what we mean by that is there's something unfinished in their life. They feel that they had to finish it in order to complete their journey, to a better place, for lack of a better word.
Or a worse place.
Or a worse place. You might be going to hell, guys. Maybe they killed a whole bunch of flumps, and that's why they're ghosts. They're damned for eternity for killing a flump. You're just going to squeeze it? I want a flump pillow now. Surely someone on the internet has made a flump pillow.
Or at the very least, a flump plushie.
Yeah. Guys.
Surely.
Hit us up.
Surely?
It's got, I mean, they look like flying spaghetti monsters. I know that at least there's that.
You know, I have the urge to actually like stop and look this up right now. I'm not going to, but
don't
I have
look,
the urge.
Don't look it up. Don't look it up. Just so they've got unfinished business. They can't pass into the afterlife. And as a result,
they're tied to the physical world for a variety of reasons.
Okay. So let's give a couple of reasons why they happen to be tied.
They could be specifically attached to certain people.
Mm-hmm. So family members or an enemy is always a good one.
Yeah. Or they died at the height of some very strong emotion. And until they can let that go, they can't move
banging on. Banging it out and someone blasts you with a shotgun. You died climaxing. That's the way to go, guys.
Coming and going at the same time.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they said, too. All right. There might be tied to objects which contain some kind of emotional or psychic value, like emotional resonance.
Sure.
Or they maybe just meant something to him, right? Like a memento.
It's true. Maybe someone, a burglary gone wrong, somebody stole a very important locket and blasted them on their way out the door, and they can't rest quietly until the locket's returned.
Sure. Right?
Like that's physical object type option.
Other tethers could include stuff like a task being undone. Now, this is a good one, too. They won't rest until they've plowed that last field and grown some corn, or they've hoarded the money that they wanted to hoard to pay off somebody's debt, or they murder
avenged
some,
a murderer.
Yeah, avenged a murderer. Or
that's
like
one
that.
Of the classic
that's
ones.
A, yeah, that's a trope right there, my friend. In addition to another trope, they could just be evil as fuck.
Yeah, they're just cursed.
Yeah, so some kind of horrendous act because they just don't want to move on. They're just too mean to move on. That mean old guy that just wouldn't die, and he finally passed away, but he didn't go quietly.
He still didn't die.
Yeah, he's still sitting in that rocking chair with the shotgun. Only difference is you can only see him when the moon is right. In addition to that, Matt.
They could just be tied to a physical location.
Yeah, and this is a very common one as well. Tied to a house.
Yes.
Or some kind of, it's usually like some kind of like a smaller area. You don't hear a lot about them being tied to like a whole region.
Country.
Yeah.
Right. It's usually.
Yes. This ghost is tied to the entire United States.
I'm
anywhere.
The ghost of France.
Yeah. He can't go into Canada. Can't go south of the border. Nope. It's like there's a big border wall for spirits.
Indeed.
And finally, there might be some kind of specific trigger that might allow them to pass on or keep them held there. So what we mean by that is maybe they were created because of a spell or some kind of powerful artifact made them a ghost. That'd be kind of cool. Rip their soul right out of their body.
Yeah.
Or maybe they've got some kind of oath that they want to protect. So it doesn't have to be like an evil act.
Oh, absolutely not.
It doesn't have to be evil at all. In fact, maybe they became a ghost to protect a place, like a secret location. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. The second edition had Balenorn. I don't know how far they've come for
the good elven ghosts. Yes. Yeah, I remember those. It was Forgotten Realms, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And it should also be noted, this is the traditional type of ghost we're talking about, the one that basically has a personality.
Right.
The biggest difference between this and what I like to call repeaters is repeaters just act over and over and over. And we'll get to those guys in a minute, but all of the repeaters can also be caused by the same triggers as well.
Sure.
What else is some common thematics about a ghost, Matt?
Sometimes they can be destroyed. Other times they can only be put to rest by finishing whatever that task is, whatever it is that they need finished.
Something has to be
done. To find rest. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's an interesting characteristic because this makes it less of a encounter and more of a series of encounters or even a story.
Yeah.
Because ghost shows up, he's wrecking your house, you put him down. Next night, the ghost shows up, he's wrecking stuff again. Player characters being murder hobos, go hoboing.
Right. So 3 weeks later, they finally figure out that they can talk to him.
That's very true, yes. And so then they go, oh, wait a minute. Maybe we should actually figure this out. And so this can mean that in addition to just being an assailant, it can also be a nonviolent encounter.
A ghost could simply be your quest NPC.
Yeah.
Like, you're given, your group of heroes has done something great. The king, the president, the mayor, whatever, right? Has given you this old keep, but you've got to clean it out.
Yeah.
Right? Well, one of the things in the keep is this ghost who's a pain in the neck right up until you realize they're just trying to get some work done.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was the ghost of a butler that was a lazy butler in life, and he can't rest until he helps some people out. And so he hangs out, gives you guys some good wisdom. It'd be a great NPC that just is the spirit of like this lazy ass butler. But happens to know every corner of the castle or the keep. So
that's what I was going to say, was like the ghost of the, what are they called? The castellans, the people who are in charge of keeping the castle running.
Sure. Like that, a seneschal.
A seneschal.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. So there you go. You're welcome. We just came up with that as well. Now, in addition to that, ghosts often have a personality.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about their personality in terms of what makes a ghost, in addition to like the physicality part of it or the lack thereof.
Right. So a lot of ghosts are locked into whatever strong emotional state they were in at their time of death. Some may be as capable of emotional range as they were in life.
Sure.
But a lot of them are locked in whatever sent them into ghosthood.
And again, this is the trope. Right. So if you've got a pissed off ghost, he's a pissed off ghost. If you guys have watched Doom Patrol, the horny ghosts, they're just banging in a corner. They might just continually be banging.
Sure. I haven't watched it, but
you can take my word for it.
It was actually one of my ideas for non-sad ghosts.
Just ghosts banging out in a corner.
So
having sex.
So my theory was
they be fucking.
You've got a couple that has met for a tryst, and they're killed near instantly by some raiders. They didn't have time to be scared. They didn't have time to be surprised. What they were in the middle of was being otherwise occupied.
In the midst of coitus, they died, and being in a heightened emotional state became ghosts.
Yep. Or even just, I mean, you know, they don't have to be screwing. They could be making out. They're right. They hadn't gotten that far, but then arrow, two corpses.
They could just be having the feels, right? Just laying together, just having a good time. Just hanging out, guys. You know, just chilling. They're Netflix and chilling, and they died.
Yep.
How terrible is that?
But they were in a heightened emotional state. So now they're just, I mean, I can think of worse ways to spend eternity.
It's a good point. Right. Yeah.
Snuggled up.
So you mentioned some retain their personalities.
Yes.
And that's the archetypical ghost that we see. You could talk to it and stuff like that, or, you know, beware the Ides of March and so on and so forth. And some of them have flaws and weaknesses based off of how they died. It's often magnified, in fact. So a greedy ghost will be really greedy.
Right.
A
wrathful ghost will be extremely wrathful.
Yeah. A hungry ghost will be Slimer.
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
marshmallow ghost will be 50 foot tall. I don't know. But think about that when you're playing a ghost, because you want to kind of, you know, kick it up to 11. It's almost like that emotion takes primacy over everything else, which is kind of cool. And this can translate into multiple different abilities. Now, if you're a locked in, what we call them, repeater ghosts or loop. Right. Then that means you're just stuck in kind of a loop of behavior. And so with that, there's not as much interaction. It's almost more of like an environmental effect, or there's limited responses like a program.
Right. If you think of the story of the white rider, right? Like you're driving down the country road, you see a lady in her wedding dress. She's got to make it to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You pick her up as a hitchhiker. And as soon as you get to some specific place, you look over and she's gone.
Yeah. And then it repeats.
Right. That is one of the classic examples of a repeater ghost.
Yeah. So that can be kind of fun to use as well, because they can be either just a spooky element of a story or some kind of environmental thing. Where, I mean, you I could see a repeating ghost that just keeps fighting, for example, like fighting a battle or something like that, which would be kind of cool.
And yeah,
might physically hurt you, right? And then that ghost sword cuts you.
Sure. It does psychic damage, but yeah,
lops off your head, man. So think about stuff like that. Now, in terms of like free range ghosts, we're calling free range.
Sure.
Yeah. Why not? We're calling free range ghosts, guys. You can draw your own conclusion. Now all I see is ghostly chickens just roaming about.
I was going to say they're ethically sourced ghosts.
Yeah, ethically sourced ghosts. Delicious. Really are. You just have to know how to cook them because they're incorporeal.
Cook them with St. Elmo's fire.
You know, it's very good, man. I like that. And you know, the best part about them is you can just eat as much as you want. You don't feel full at all.
Yeah. Never gain a pound.
Not at all. I just gain.
But you're emotionally sated.
Yeah. Emotionally sated. A lot of psychic baggage added onto that. All right. We're moving on here. So ones that retain their personalities, and I guess you could even use some of this in terms of the loopers as well.
Yeah.
It translates to specific abilities for the ghost. So let's give some examples, some trope ones, and just some we made up.
All right. So you've got horrid visage.
Yeah, like Beetlejuice, right? You want to see something really scary?
Yeah. Large Marge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You can possess objects or people. That's always kind of fun.
Sure. Toasters all of a sudden slinging out burning toast at people.
Yeah, the eggs are just popping out of the egg carton and cooking. You open up the fridge, it says Zool.
That's more Ghostbusters for those playing the home game.
Yeah. If you don't know that movie, go see it. You could do some kind of physical thing.
Yeah. Physical manipulation. So that's everything from your classic poltergeist, right? Mm-hmm. We're flinging coffee cups, knives, whatever, to possibly even writing on the wall or
using
physical manipulation to communicate.
Visual effects too would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like light and shadows and messing around. Or, you know, you've gotten out of the walls shower.
The walls bleeding.
Yeah. Or you get out of the shower and it just, you know, what if some of them drew something on there? I know.
Yep.
Kind of creepy, right? Speaking of creepy.
I was just about to say that. Fear effects. Just straight up.
Just scaring you.
Yeah. You wake up in the middle of the night for no reason with night terrors. Never had them before. Just.
Or there's just a face hovering over you.
Sure.
Yeah. Rawr. That'd be cool. That wouldn't be cool at all. But that would be. What a great way to describe something in a role-playing game.
Imagine waking up with a tiny, adorable, fluffy white kitten sitting on your chest, and it's so heavy you can't even breathe. You can feel your heartbeat struggling against the cat gravity, and it's just staring you in the eyes.
Yeah, big little beady red eyes that are just, you could see the damned cat. Cat of the damned. It's going to be a Persian cat, right?
Yeah.
Big fluffy. Was it the cat that looks like the one on the Fancy Feast cartons?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Fucking cat. All right. Yeah. You could be aged by it. There's lots of stories of people like seeing a ghost and their hair turns white or they age 10 years or something like that. That's kind of fun.
Sure.
For you playing a game.
Right. You've got your soul stealers.
Yeah, just steal your souls, man. Just eat them like Shang Tsung. Your soul is mine. Drain them of life or vigor.
Yeah. Instead of getting older, the end of old age comes closer.
Oh, like drains them of their ability to live longer, you mean?
Yes.
That's cool. If you're playing D&D, necrotic touch, so some kind of negative energy damage or corrupting influence.
Yeah.
Lots of fun, but also, which should be noted, these are all bad things, but
not all ghosts are bad.
Yeah. So what are some things you could do?
They could offer healing.
Yeah. They could just straight up heal you, man. Spirit of whatever.
Yeah. They could offer protection.
Mm-hmm. Maybe warding or something like that. Magical warding against other spirits.
Yeah. If you are marching through a wilderness and you find a clearing, right? And you are like, hey, this is a great place to set up camp. You set up camp. And things come in to attack you in the night, you could wake up to the sound of battle. And the battle that's going on is a bunch of ghostly rangers, or even this could have been an ancient temple right? And the reason that this is flat ground is there's actually a foundation under it. And so there's an order of paladins that are still protecting this place.
Yeah, they all got drowned. And they just, and they've rise to protect this sacred area that used to be a swamp.
Yeah, yeah. And that makes sense.
And their leader is a frog paladin, the spirit of a frog paladin that took their armor. And if Froakie. If you haven't, don't have no idea what we're talking about, go watch our episode on swamps.
Swamp wise.
So that's a lot of fun, right? You don't just assume it has to be a bad thing. It could totally be something protection. They could be good NPCs, as we mentioned.
Sure.
It could be use them to further your story, like we always say.
And that's the other thing, is they don't have to be good or evil. They could just be sources of information.
Yeah. Yeah. So what makes ghosts interesting? Well, obviously, a couple of things.
I mean, the first one is they're spooky.
Yeah, they're dead. They're the ghosts. They got chains. I'm going to rattle them around. Right? They could be a crunchy monster. So if you're a murder hobo, they could just be assailants you try to fight.
Yeah. They can be an environmental effect.
Oh, yeah. Just part of the terrain. You don't even have to encounter them. It could be you're wandering across the field of a battlefield and you just see the spirits of the ghostly warriors fighting. They may not even be able to affect you. They're just, you hear the clash of battles and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was in a different place. So imagine walking across that same battlefield. It's morning, the dew is set, and there's just a wave of frost that goes across the grass as ghosts are charging at each other.
Oh, that's cool.
It's freaking 70 degrees out, and you just see
waves of frost and maybe footprints everywhere. Yeah, occasionally like the outline of a body falling.
Mm-hmm.
What a great way to describe a haunted location as well, which we'll get to in a minute.
Yeah.
They could be player characters.
Sure.
So if you're playing White Wolf, of course, play Wraith.
Yeah.
Which has been a while. But even then...
D&D has petitioners.
Sure.
Or any game, there's no reason why you couldn't figure out a way.
Mechanically, it's easy.
To make a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a ghost, have fun playing it. It'd be really interesting to run a campaign where everybody's dead. We talk about getting in the middle of a story and stuff. What if the beginning of your story is the end of their lives?
Sure.
And just like, you guys wake up, you're standing over your own body, all of you. And Party of Adventures got murdered by the dragon. Dragon stomping off and he's eating your corpses. And you're looking around going, what just happened?
So, once again, you and I diverge slightly. You are attempting to save the world.
Okay. And you fail. Sure.
Your one last, right? There is something that makes you a ghost. The thing that made you a ghost was this failure. So now you're a first level ghost where you fell, but you don't wake up till a year later. That's not where the big bad evil guy is.
Nah, he's gone, man. He's in his castle. He's taking over the world.
Right. I'm in the nicest capital on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Why on earth?
I'm on my airship with the laser.
Right.
Aiming it randomly, carving my name into the world.
Let me take these faces off of Mount Rushmore real quick.
Mm-hmm. So that's a cool way to start a story. So they can definitely be story starters or just a whole campaign.
Sure.
They can be side quests, of course. And then, as we mentioned before, just a part of your world in terms of lore or story.
One of the things that makes them interesting is that every ghost, even though it's technically a class of monster or a class of creature, each one of them is unique.
Yeah.
Right. You're not talking about an Odiog where basically, I'm here to eat stuff, right? That's every ghost wants something different.
Yeah. They can be unique to your game, unique to your story. They're almost, if not more important than NPCs, because an NPC would just, it's a barkeep, right?
Right.
And while we've talked a lot about making NPCs interesting and stuff, unless the characters are invested, it doesn't really matter, right? It's just a barkeep.
Sure.
But with a ghost, every ghost has to have a story. Why is this ghost dead and back,
Sure.
So, something to think about.
They can be dealt with peacefully.
Yeah. So, this is what's cool about that is it doesn't always have to be hack and slash. It could be a story-driven encounter or puzzle to solve.
If your players are murder hobos and you've got a haunted house, sure, let them tear the place apart.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's fine. But if you got characters who would love to see a haunted house for the whole purpose of solving the haunted house, right? Because a haunted house is basically a mystery dinner theater that happened 300 years ago,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Or, you know, a couple of years ago, whatever, but it has the potential to be a lot of fun. And you have each ghost that's involved have missing memories of certain parts mm-hmm. of an evening or what have you. There's a lot of interesting story in that.
Yep. Speaking of haunted dinner parties and such, let's kind of jump the ship here and get into haunted locations.
Sure.
Because if we're talking some Scooby-Doo action, it's almost like the location and the ghost are often one and the same.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about what makes a location particularly haunted.
Okay. Usually. Some great tragedy or tragedies, plural, has taken place there.
Yeah. So something happened.
Yep.
Now, this can translate to psychic resonance.
Mm-hmm. This both can good and bad.
Yeah. So as we mentioned, you know, if these ghosts are just, you know, having at it like it's no tomorrow, that's a great thing, right?
Sure.
Most of the time, I mean,
they're obviously enjoying themselves. Yeah, they want to be there.
It's exhausting to watch, but by God, they're having a good time. Someone getting murdered, not as fun, but also psychically resonating.
Yes.
And so a wedding could give just as much resonance for ghosts as a murder.
Sure. If you had a park that it became very popular to throw weddings in, then that place could be haunted by ghosts revisiting their happiest moments.
Sure. Or a bar where everybody knows your name.
Sure.
I mean,
that could be kind of dope as just a ghost bar.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any structure that stands long enough is likely to have seen some terrible things.
Yeah.
Or good things, as we mentioned before.
Sure.
So the longer the building stands, the more likelihood.
It's just math.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Got a really old structure, might have some ghosts. Got a really new structure, could still have some ghosts.
Just less likely.
So the land itself
unless
could be
some mafiosos in the concrete.
A little Jimmy Hoffa action going on. But in addition to that, the land itself, even though it's a new structure, maybe there was once a village there that got cleared out. So a lot of options for storytellers to interject stuff in there.
Yeah. The other thing about haunted locations is they dip into other places.
So we're talking about some ethereal or negative planes or some kind of corrupting energies going on.
Right. In World of Darkness, right? Like maybe it dips a little bit into the Umbra or into the Maelstrom or
the Abyss. Yeah. All kinds of craziness going on there, right?
Yeah.
Got werewolves popping out of the shadow there, just going, hey, what's going on? Oh man, some ghosts. So play into that.
I'm just here for a beer.
Think about it in terms of thematics and story. All right. We're going to get more about haunted locations and some other fun things about how to build really cool ghosts, but we'll be right back.
After these messages. If there are any topics you would like us to cover, goods or services you would like us to review, or if you would like to sponsor an episode, we would love for you to contact us at info@goblinscorner.com.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
So we're talking about ghosts, haunted locations. And speaking of haunted locations, we are getting into what makes a location haunted. And we're talking about different planar energies and psychic resonances and all kinds of other fun stuff. So what are some other things we can come up with in terms of how to make a location haunted, Matt?
Well, there are two very simple ones.
Okay.
And they're kind of tied together.
Okay.
powerful artifacts or deific whim.
Yeah, so sometimes object itself, like the One Ring, for example, guys.
Sure.
Or
some goddess looks down and says, fuck that town right there. Just
vaporizes it from the earth, and now there's just a bunch of ghosts looking around going, what the hell did we do?
And even the buildings are ghosts, right? Like, it is literally just a flat piece of land.
That would be cool.
With ghostly buildings.
Like an actual ghost town.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Why not? So, a lot of fun with that. And finally, another fun.
I love that idea. I'm definitely using
that. We should totally do that. That would be great. Yeah, it just shows up at any point in time.
It's an ethereal town.
Mm-hmm. You know how you find that out? The wizard's trying to do something ethereally, and it keeps running into, like, buildings.
He casts Blink, doesn't realize it. Whack! Oh, son of a...
Yeah, he casts Blink and runs into a door.
Yep.
It's awesome. And speaking of which, magic is another... always a great equalizer in terms of, I can't come up with a reason why there should be a ghost. Magic.
Magic.
It's the cudgel that works wonders. So, there's a lot of ways to make a haunted location, is what we're saying. And you should use any of that you feel you want to.
Yeah. Any and all.
Any and all. Absolutely. Now, what are some common themes of these locations? Because there are some definite tropes and themes we can play on.
Sure. One of them we already mentioned slightly, which is age.
Yeah, just the age of time. The older something is, the more likely a psychic resonance pick up, or even someone dying of old age.
Sure. And then you've got the story, right? Every haunted... You know, tales, every haunted ghost, every haunted location, everything, it all has a story.
Yes.
That leads to that.
Now, it could be the story of an event, but another thing to consider is the story of an archetype.
Yeah.
So the story of how this mountain came to be, it is the spirit or ghost of the mountain. Or maybe the spirit that created magic or what have you, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah. But what if it's an archetypal building?
Oh, so like the genus loci of the building itself, the spirit of the building?
Yeah.
That would be cool too. Yeah. So that could be a ghost or haunted location. Absolutely. And then how do the player characters interact with kind of the psychic resonance of an object or a building? It could be, a theme could be an emotion.
Sure.
Could be unfinished business, which we kind of beaten to the ground, but definitely a theme.
Right. A castle that was never finished being built because it was run over by a horde while being built.
Yeah. And
now the whole place is haunted because it wants to be finished.
Yeah. And it doesn't want to be redecorated with IKEA.
No.
You got to use proper furniture for that. That's the IKEA furniture comes alive and starts eating people. No, give me something better.
I demand drapes.
Yeah. As we sit in an office literally populated by IKEA furniture.
Sure. We don't have a problem with IKEA.
We're just saying,
this castle does.
That castle really hates it. It could be theme of mystery, which again, makes perfect sense. How did this person die, or how did this location become haunted?
Sure. Horror.
Horror is a great option as well. I mean, just playing on spookiness of the ghosts, or the fact that they could, you know, hit you with a knife because they're poltergeists, or physically manifest and just kill you.
Yeah.
Death or redemption.
Sure.
Now that's a fun one.
Yeah.
How do you redeem someone who is just thoroughly evil, became a ghost? Or how do you redeem a location, since we're talking about haunted locations?
So here's an example of something like that. First off, to redeem something, it had to be decent, fall, and then become redeemed.
So it could be.
So what if it used to be an ancient church, holy place, whatever.
Got right? Corrupted.
Shrine.
Yeah.
Got corrupted.
Maybe got unhallowed.
Mm-hmm. And now you've got to clean the corruption, destroy the evil that's there, and rehallow it or what have you.
This house is clear. Yeah. How, you got a ghost bust, man. You go in there with your Ecto-1, you know, proton packs and cause a little damage, and now you're good. So that's a lot of fun stuff. So what makes haunted locations interesting, Matt?
Well, haunted locations are, much like ourselves, about the story or stories.
Yes. Right? And they are tied to the ghosts that inhabit it. This is why we keep saying, while we talk about ghosts, even when we're talking about haunted locations, we're throwing ghosts in it because they're very similar and they play off each other very well.
Right. You can have one without the other, but they're far better together.
Yes. Like peanut butter and jelly, baby. They can be encounters in and of themselves. So not just the ghosts, but story arcs that lead the player characters.
Yeah. And they add a lot of color to your world.
Yeah, lots of flavor.
They might be dim, dingy colors, but they are colors nonetheless.
It might be a pale flavor, but I'm telling you, that chicken wing, that ghostly chicken wing, it's not fat at all.
Nope.
Definitely psychically filling. So these are some common ideas and themes to run stories with haunted locations and ghosts. Now, that's great, but sure. Let's make it better.
Well, you should make it
better. We should make it better. How can we make it better, Matt?
We could talk about some play options.
Let's do that. Let's upgrade our ghost a little bit. How can we make a ghost more ghostly?
So what if your ghost is in fact physical?
So physically manifested?
Yes.
Yeah. Now you've got pretty much every other anime that I've watched where they just kind of manifest and start whooping ass.
Sure. And then they get tired and they're just like, oh no, immaterial.
I'm a ghost again. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You want to talk about lethality? There you go.
Well, and the other benefit to that is if your players don't have magic weapons,
then this is a great option to at least give them an edge to fight something where they might get frustrated and stuff as well. So as a storyteller, great option to have.
And you can always play it that this particular ghost cannot affect the players unless the players can affect the ghosts.
Absolutely. You could give them unique powers and tailor them according to how the ghost died.
Sure.
Now I'll give you an example. This is a great one. So a guy who maybe burned to death in a building might be able to have the ability to control fire. Might appear as like a burning flame or a dude on fire. And he's just slowly setting your house on fire as he's, I died and you shall join me.
Every time you lay new floors, he just walks around and intentionally puts burn footprints through them.
He's always got a light though. Guy. So, I mean, he is, you know, he can be handy sometimes. He keeps you warm.
I was going to say, if he wanted to hang out on the back porch, that'd be kind of nice.
Bonfire dude.
Yeah.
A woman drowned might flow under the doorway and cause your lungs to fill with water.
Well, that's suboptimal.
That sucks. What else can we do to give them a little bit of a little panaz?
You can give them a pinch of magic.
A little pinch of magic? Just a little pinch, a little taste.
You know, sorcerers die, warlocks die.
Everybody dies.
Wizards die.
That's good. Nobody walks away.
The wizard had better be a poltergeist, though, because how do you restudy your spells, man? You can't open the spell book.
He's got mage hand. Yeah, he's got to have mage hand to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. Speaking of which, give them class levels.
Yes.
So they could be ghost rangers.
Yeah.
Or ghost rider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, think about that.
A ghost monk.
A ghost monk. Oh my God, yes.
A ghost way of the astral monk.
So he manifests from the ethereal and then hits you with astral fists.
Yes.
Sure. I'm down with that.
Because I'm rude.
Speaking of touch of the divine.
Yeah. Celestial or infernal.
Yeah. So give them some sort of celestial or infernal abilities. Or maybe that's where they draw their power from.
Or
they could be demon ghosts.
That's what I was just about to say. Demon or angel ghosts.
Now imagine,
for whatever reason, didn't get drawn back to their planes.
Now imagine a celestial, like say a solar, right?
Sure.
Or a planetar. Let's say a solar. Solar got killed and got corrupted because he wasn't able to finish his mission.
Mm.
So you've got the spirit of a soul. That'd be cool. How do you solve that?
I know how to solve it.
Of course you do.
I already have an answer. I teach them about the oath of retribution.
There you go.
Get back on your path. Let's go. Let's get to work. You can also make them invulnerable to anything except whatever that emotional bane that they have is.
Sure. So you could kill them over and over and over again, but if you don't stack 100 gold coins into a pile and then give it as an offering because that's what their bane is or that's what their goal was, then they're just going to keep coming back and pissing you off.
Sure.
You can also base it off of their...
Yeah, I was going to say, you actually mentioned earlier, before we were recording, something like if a ghost was a miser, you could find wherever they squirreled away all of their money and then just give it away.
And that's their fear or the opposite of their ethos, and
yep,
that could defeat them. Gave all their money away.
There's no reason for them to stay anymore.
Now they just kind of disappear.
Harumph.
Yeah.
I never...
You want to make them more powerful? You could let them control others. So you could ramp up the whole possession game. That's a lot of fun.
Sure. Let them body jump.
Yeah.
Most importantly, if the ghosts are there because of unfinished business, give them intentions and motivations.
Yeah. Give them a reason to be ghosts. And this is not just a mechanics aspect, but definitely a building this character aspect. Because that's what they are. They're characters.
Yeah.
So if a ghost's priority is to reunite with its family, it's going to do anything to reunite with its family. That includes murdering you to get to its family.
Sure.
Because morals be damned, right?
They defeated death to stay here, to do what it is that they wanted to do. Do you really think they care about you? I'm just saying.
Yeah, so, you know.
No, they don't care about you. That's the answer.
That's why you need your, that's why you need to make a call, man. Call those Ghostbusters, because they might get you.
Or, you know, you just find out what's going on. Grab a family member and be like, there you go.
There you go. Descriptions are key with ghosts. And we say descriptions are key with everything, but with a ghost, you want to know what they look like. Do they have death wounds maybe visible, or they look normal? Maybe when they get pissed off, they get all horrid, right?
Right.
How do they interact with the world? You want to describe that as a storyteller aspect, whether, you know, like what color are they, right? Are they ghostly blue? Do they appear just like a regular person in skin tone and everything, but happen to be slightly translucent?
Right.
Do they look something out of like a Beetlejuice movie? It could be anything.
Yeah, it could. Do they look like a Princess Leia projection, you know?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. So tailor that according to your story and the theme you're trying to set. Now, talked a little bit about ghosts. Let's talk about upgrading a haunted location. How can we make them either more deadly or more interesting?
Well, first off, haunted locations should have abilities also.
Sure. So what are some abilities we can give them?
Well, you can give banes or boons to the people who are staying in this location.
So we make them a magical location.
Yeah.
Now this could be anything. Was you spend the night in the ring of stones that is known to be inhabited by ghosts. You know, spirits walk the realm in this little stone ring. Maybe you wake up, you have the ability to speak to the ghost. That's a cool, you know, thing. Or see into the ethereal.
Sure.
Or maybe you can heal with a touch for a month.
Or even, how about this for an idea? You literally sleep like the dead. No matter how many levels of exhaustion you had, when you wake up,
you feel fully rested.
You feel fully rested.
God, I want to go find that haunted location.
You just wake up and it's the best night of sleep you've ever. Now, okay, granted, it might have been a 16-24 hour long rest in sure. quotation marks.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. So it might be longer than you need.
Oh, it's not longer than you need. If you needed 24 hours of rest to get rid of 8 levels of exhaustion, you're still coming out way ahead.
Fair enough. In addition to that, you could get some banes, right? So maybe if you spend some time in this haunted location, you wake up, you've aged visibly. So a lot of the same powers that the ghosts themselves might have, you can give to
location.
Well. Sure. Or you could be cursed. Curses are always fun.
Indeed.
We should do a whole episode on curses.
I think we've got one coming up.
Don't tell them how the donuts are made. We do have an episode on curses coming up. So yeah. So that's a lot of fun as well.
I also, you know me, you've met me. I like random effects.
Random magic effects are always fun.
Write up a chart, a wild magic surge, whatever you want to do.
And the rationale behind this, by the way, is, hey, you've got a condensed amount of psychic vibrations, just fucking with the ether. You know, it's moving things around. It might be causing planar rifts or whatnot. And because of that, random stuff happens, right? If you got a world with magic, random magic effects happen.
Now, for me, for a place that has random effects, that is a place with a tragedy that happened to children or some other innately chaotic creatures.
Clowns.
Clowns.
There's a whole clown.
Fae.
Oh, yeah. Murder of Fae. All I can see is a carnival just got slaughtered. This is horrible. Balloon animals were everywhere. And now you've just got organ grinding music every time you walk through this field.
There are times when I just need you to stop talking. Because my brain... And, you know, my brain and I don't always get along. My brain just had an idea of an artificer bard that makes balloon animal guardians.
Ooh.
Like, literally, like balloon golems. Instead of a steel defender, it has just thick rubber.
Yeah, yeah.
Balloon animal.
Let's talk about that later. We'll write that up. That sounds great. In addition to random magic effects, you can also have haunted locations have unusual planar breaches. We mentioned that. Random stuff's, you know, busting membranes. Maybe, I don't know, the abyss comes through or
realm.
Yeah, the ethereal plane, you know, pick your border, right? Could be even like warriors from Valhalla are like popping through.
Sure.
Every full moon they rage, right?
And could be a color pool. Like just ever so often. It switches color and something comes crawling out of it.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Lots of fun. Speaking of good, bad, and indifferent things crawling out of things, it could have monsters.
Sure. It just naturally draws monsters.
And it could be different types of monsters based on how the resonance of the location is, right? So a wedding for a haunted location might maybe draw fae spirits or satyrs or something like that.
Yeah. Anything that's drawn to beauty, revelries, or joy.
Yeah, joy, revelry. Or, of course, murder might draw, like, specters and, you know, other undead.
Yeah.
Or zombies. Cause maybe zombies to be created in that area.
Or if it's a fallen druid's grove, it could just be completely wild with beasts.
Yeah.
Just absolutely lousy with them.
Looks like the Garden of Eden, just stuff everywhere.
Yep.
And finally, you could have some kind of psychic resonance or emotional resonance or damage. And what I mean by that is maybe you walk into the haunted location and it's a Waffle House, and the haunted Waffle House, you just feel great, right? You feel full and sated, and you feel like a little Eagles is playing in the background or something like that, you know, but you feel good, right?
Little Beatles, sure.
Yeah, psychically and emotionally, you feel fine, right? Walk into that haunted DMV, you're just taking damage.
And exhaustion. And
you're just exhausted. Exhausted and feel hopeless.
Yeah.
So those are just some examples that we've come up with to upgrade your ghosts and your haunted locations. Now, finally, we've got a couple of options story-wise.
Sure.
That we've come up with. And again, this is not an exhaustive list. It never is. But we think they're fun.
Yeah.
So let's give a couple ideas that they can use to carry forth the ghost and haunted locations theme.
All right. Well, we sort of touched on this one But rather than the players being the people who just inherited a haunted castle, a newly titled lord wants the players to rid an ancient castle of ghosts.
These ghosts are just fucking in the hallways. I can't sleep at night. All I hear is just repeated thumping every night.
But, poor guy.
Poor guy, man. He's not getting laid, that's why.
Yep.
Players find a perfectly maintained farm in the wilds, and they are approached by ghosts that want the players to find a relative to reclaim the family farm. How cool is that?
Yeah. No tragedy, no, like, we worked this land. There are generations of people who were here, and now we just want our family to have it back.
Yeah. They've been maintaining it, growing crops, but they can only do so much. They need living people to, you know, actually eat the crops and milk the cows.
Sure. An ancient battlefield is littered with spirits of past warriors who recreate their battle each night and get others involved.
Yeah. Battle of the Dead, guys. Very easy. Kind of a trope, but a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The MacGuffin is guarded. And MacGuffin could be anything, but your point in the story. MacGuffin is guarded by spectral guardians that require the players to pass a series of tests to prove their worth. Again, not necessarily a battle, but it's definitely an encounter of some type. So it could be some kind of story.
It's not good. It's not evil. It's just an obstacle.
It just is.
A strange magical vase hosts a malevolent spirit of a servant who seeks to unravel a noble dynasty.
Man, anybody comes in possession of that vase suddenly finds that people start falling downstairs or poison gets slipped into the drink. What is that ghost's purpose? Who knows?
Well, we do know. It's to unravel a noble dynasty.
Yeah, they got to figure that out. That's what we're getting at. A forest is stalked by the spirit of a terrible dinosaur who feasts on the flesh of the living. Easy peasy, right?
Yeah.
Go find that.
That's a murder hobo.
Yeah. Ghostly dinosaur, ghostly T-Rex, or ghostly Ankylosaurus.
Do you know how angry that Ankylosaurus had to be when it died? It's a herbivore.
And he's eating the flesh of the living.
People, yeah.
Sure. He's a pissed off herbivore.
I think people came for him first.
Oh, yeah. And he's just like, I'm going to go after them.
Oh, this is how it's going to be? Okay.
We can wreck some shit.
A PC is haunted by the ghost of a brutally murdered childhood friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solve it, man.
Solve it. Story, either by hook or by crook. That's a story, an encounter, maybe even more. The remnants of a magical experiment bleed and corrupt the very nature of reality, allowing the boundary of the living and the dead to become the same. Now, this is a fun option because this could also venture into journey into the land of the dead.
Mm-hmm. Go through the wrong door and just slide straight into the Shadowfell. Oopsie.
Yeah. Oh, man. Took a wrong turn at Albuquerque here. Yes. That would be wild, right? You just roll into this location and you're like, man, something's weird. You can just keep walking and you're like, oh, crap.
You open the door and realize the color filter changed. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Let's go back that way.
All right. One of the players is stalked by a spirit who claims he is her husband or wife.
Or wife or lover, whatever. Right.
Reincarnated.
Yeah. Stalker much? Get stalked by a ghost. Sucks, right? A dungeon holds the spirits of all that die amongst its traps, endlessly repeating their death to the viewers. Now, you walk into this dungeon, and you just see the spirits of people just dying repeatedly. What does that mean to you as a player character? I mean,
it means I'm not stepping where those ghosts are dying.
There you go. There's a lesson learned, right?
Right.
Now, what if the traps change? That would be kind of cool, too.
Sure, as they should, but...
But from a thematics perspective, you see the spirit of, like, people dying in the traps. You're like... So this is a very deadly dungeon.
This is Grimtooth's.
Yeah.
That's an old callback, folks. A corrupting spirit has possessed the mayor of a large city. Players must either exorcise the spirit.
Or assess its motives.
Before the mayor or the city fall to ruin.
Yeah, so they got to figure this out. Yeah. So this could be the beginnings of an adventure, maybe as they move... forward, they go, wait a minute, something's wrong with the mayor. They find, oh man, he's possessed by the spirit. And they got to figure a way how to get rid of that ghost, banish him.
You could even, like, if this is their hometown type scenario, you could even have him slowly start working against them, recognizing the fact that they're the likely the only people in town that can do anything about.
Yeah, working against them. Yeah, you're working against the ghost. And
The ghost is working against you.
And the ghost is working against the mayor, too. So you've got to save the mayor, save the town, save yourself.
Yep.
A lot of fun. This is one you wrote. PCs find a literal ghost town. The inhabitants seem perfectly normal otherwise. Yep. And that just could be, show up one day, there's a ghost town, chilling.
Yep. That's it.
They sell you stuff, but it just goes right through. That would be kind of cool, right? Like, yeah. Just a lot of flavor, right? That's a lot of flavor, but a lot of fun.
Here's the thing about that, if you think about it, okay? You buy something from a ghost town.
Okay.
And you use your mage hand to carry it around because it's a magical force. So, can you now use your mage hand to affect certain things? Like, for example, if your rogue bought ghostly lockpicks.
Okay.
Can he
unlock ghostly locks?
Unlock ghostly locks.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Or locks on the ethereal plane.
We'll talk about that in a future episode, I'm sure, at some point. What else do we got?
Let's see here. Great spirits of elder powers await at the top of a mountain to bestow terrible powers or curses at their whim.
One might say it's the same thing.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, again, going on the elder spirits, right? Maybe not just ghosts, but like spirits of powerful concepts, right? Archetypes.
Yeah.
Use the Jungian term. And finally, the spirit of pirate galleon appears every full moon, filled to the brim with bloodthirsty pirate ghosts. Arr, me hearties, there be the Flying Dutchman.
Indeed.
I mean, what a better trope. Why not use it in every story? We will.
Sure, right.
But we love pirates.
We need a ghost ship.
I mean, yeah. A ghost ship, yeah. Could you capture the ghost ship? What happens when you do? You got the Black Pearl.
Once again, my brain is like, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to capture this ghost ship, okay?
Dude, your brain is like an off-road vehicle tonight.
It really is.
It's just taking turns into the woods.
We're going to capture this ghost vehicle. We're going to sail it to the ghost town.
Okay.
We're going to sell it to the ghost town so that they can start their ghost trading company.
Sure. And you make ghost money.
Exactly.
I'm down with that. All right.
But instead, we don't charge money. Favors is what we deal in, sir.
There you go. So there you have it. A couple of story options, ways to build ghosts and haunted locations for your story, and hopefully for your players and enjoyment.
Indeed.
Did we miss something? Write to us, info@goblinscorner.com, or you can reach me, eric@goblinscorner.com, or
me, matt@goblinscorner.com.
We're on all the things. Tell us some things we're on, Matt.
We're on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube, and Twitch.
As Goblins Corner.
And Instagram.
The Goblins Corner. Did you like our show? Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite player, YouTube, and Twitch.
If you could do us a favor and click the 5 stars or give us a review on iTunes or Podchaser or YouTube, it feeds the hungry algorithm.
Yes, right. Feeds that hungry ghost so that we can bring you more episodes and enjoyment.
And it puts us in front of more people.
There you go.
That's what we do this for.
That's right. Don't bang the mic.
I'm going to bang the mic.
Bang the mic.
Here we go.
There you go. There's a little banging mic for you. Just like those banging ghosts, guys. That's all the time we have for tonight. Once again, my name is Eric.
And I'm Matt.
We'll see you next time.
Good night, folks.
The Goblin's Corner is written and produced by Eric Holden
and Matt Staples.
Show song by the mighty D20.
This is a Subterranean production.
Basic.